wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is April 16th, 2017. This is a three-hour live program called Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. One of the greatest talk show host stations, probably on the bandwidth, when you really think about it. 3 hours live. People have requested even more time, but we are, you know, blessed with 3 hours. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And this is Easter today. And it was named after the goddess of Eostre, which is the standing of ancient history, very ancient history, of spring and fertility, which a lot of you already know. And my listeners, particularly the new listeners that are online, we talk about law, medicine, and the concept of politics and the interchange of them. We've been on RBN for 10 years, and process of water contamination of the world and how it affects the biochemistry of the body was a starting point. And of course, we have how people react to this. We have the different kinds of water. We have the fracking water, the contaminations of the inner core of the groundwater. We have the atmospheric water. We have the water in our bodies. And we have a lot of ways of which we have approached that on the national stage at the United Nations, which I've given a presentation. Filed amicus curiae briefs, many of them are sitting there in the Supreme Court and be heard this year, actually, and for the coming year. And one of the cases that I've been involved with, I've been involved. Actually, we have a prayer wheel on Parker Pathways. It's a 28-day prayer wheel because it takes close to 28 days to rejuvenate your whole body, because that's what your body does. When you urinate, you are urinating out your dead cells and anabolic activities of your body. And one of the, we have the in the prayer wheel, the 28-day prayer wheel, we started the prayer wheel, which is a world prayer wheel. The Tibetans roll their prayer wheels 24/7 in Tibet and other places in the world. Their name is put on there for eternity. And the only thing I ask of my listeners is their birthday. Everything else, you know, that's confidential. No one gets that. And we started out about 6 years ago. On the prayer wheel, we had 9 to 10 people for about, I would say, about I remember right, about 30 days on a rotation. We have in the prayer wheel today, as of Easter, on April 16th, 2017, we have a total of 2,610 on the prayer wheel. These are people that have been affected by the water in the real world, in medicine. Their farms have been taken by the government. Their animals shot. Their babies dying, and from the water indirectly. Courts have been changed in this country to suppress these lawsuits that have been tried, and people to get medical care. This was actually implemented when Trump let the Obamacare go. Remember what I talked about, the death penalty independent payment advisory board. If it wasn't repealed, of course, when Obama set this up, if it wasn't repealed by February 1st, 2017, it would require two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to repeal it, which has never been done in the history of the country of two-thirds vote on both houses and both parts of the Congress, you see. So as a result, we have more deaths and more concepts that approach this. One of the cases that started out in 2009 was the Cabot family. They're in Pennsylvania. And this went in front of the judge just a few weeks ago. And to understand what we're talking about, the Cabot family is a family of three boys and a girl and a wife. There have been deaths in the family from the water, from the fracking water in Pennsylvania. And the family, when it first went out for the destruction of their farm and themselves, they did not expect that they would receive the action that they thought about that actually would happen. The Cabot Oil Company had associates. They hired the third largest law firm, Rainmaker, in the world, which is located in New York. And I will not actually give them airtime any consideration of airtime of mentioning their names. Now, when I say a rainmaker of a law firm, I'm talking about Rainmaker, of course, as you know, is one that makes a lot of money for their law firm. And the Cabot family had no lawyer. No lawyer would take their case for 2 years. So they defended themselves in court by themselves. And they went to, finally, there were two lawyers who helped them along the way after they were already, they already had broke jury. The jury made their decision a few weeks ago to award, the jury had awarded $4.2 million for the pollution of the water from the grass, from the gas drilling lawsuit. Went in front of a judge a week and a half ago, and the judge threw it out. Now, the law firm and the law firms, which are, felt that they were protecting the oil industry, but that really wasn't true. They were out to screw this family, make an example of them. They had the full backing of all of the Cabot Oil's data, which I had as well. And I did an amicus curiae brief that will end up going to the Supreme Court eventually. The judge's opinion concerning the concept of the real world system they were destroyed legally by this theory that a judge can make a decision based on his personal decision, just very similar to the Lyon judge on the President Trump's concept of using a law that had already been written and passed by Congress many, many years ago about what the President of the United States can bring into the country and how many pieces of lowlife you can actually support in this thing by not asking for their basic character of it, and that's exactly what it is. So when the case began, they had the assistance of the firm of Napoli, Byrne, Repha, and Shencock, and Jacob Fussberg Law Firm. It was a former employee of the Lewis firm, and ushered the settlement agreement a few weeks ago with some of the, it were 44 original plaintiffs. I wrote an amicus curiae brief challenging the legal system of the United States of America and the real world, which, by the way, the judge accepted. And his name is Judge Carlson. He didn't throw out the lawsuit entirely. He ordered the Cabot Oil Company to restart a settlement talk with Eli and Hubert families of the Cabot suit. And if these talks fail, then that trial process will begin to start anew, of which the New York law firm has sent to the judge a special brief, which is called an appeal brief in suto, to make sure that I cannot have an amicus curiae. They want to break the constitutional law, where I'm accusing them. And the judge is actually agreeing because he knows he's going to be overruled by the Supreme Court if it continues, that it's the law firms are practicing with the United States government a crime against humanity for the contaminated water from fracking. It requires 1.5 million gallons of water and to do one fracking. Now, I'm not against the energy extraction for oil or gas. That's not the issue. What I'm against is the fact that the real world taking of people's property based on the concept of economic value, which is similar to what is called the Syrian or Islamic pipeline, which is really one of the issues in Syria. Same issue. The same thing in Afghanistan, the former leader of Afghanistan, saying it was treason for President Trump to let his military drop his acoustic bomb, and calling it treason at the same time, we forget why this is all happening. You see, when the Russians went into Afghanistan, people forget the reason the Russians wanted to have war with Afghanistan was not only because of the opium trade, which the United States wanted the opium trade, and that's why they made this pause. A movement to say we're going to agriculturalize, quote, Afghanistan after we take it over. No. The whole thing has to do with minerals and the concept of what can happen with the kinds of minerals for the new drilling systems that are going to be involved in the extraction of minerals in the center of the earth. And also to claim, you see, water is in rocks. And when you go into the process of the development system of the creation of the water from the center of the earth, you the rocks are in a molecular structure similar to the cosmic planet discoveries of possible life. And the government's also hiding from you the fact that there are over 16,000 planets that can handle life. They say, well, there are 5 or 6 planets. That hasn't been the case for approximately since the year 2000. And it's been known to the possibility. You know, the Buddha teachings of the ancient carvings that are over 4,000 years before Christ talk about how the Buddha touched a rock in the Tibetan mountains and created water. That's their interpretations. When I was with Joseph Campbell on a selected student at Yale University concerning the philosophy of mythology and symbols, I actually saw the original tapestry of this story. In Afghanistan, the process of the development system of the natural minerals could not be achieved by Russia because they couldn't handle the cliffs and the mountains. Their tanks couldn't cover the territory. The people were, had been hiding in those mountains in Afghanistan for a period of, it goes all the way back to hard documentation, 800 years before Christ. And some of those caves and some of those families that live there that are been at war all this time. That's why bin Laden used that area as his headquarters and in Afghanistan. And the bomb, the sound, the acoustic bomb that was dropped should have been dropped years ago, but of course it wasn't invented. But if you read the cosmic messages in the Masavruti in India, there was a war there by a cosmic god system where they drew the actual flying sphere. And by the way, that picture is in the Vatican, you know, when the cardinals sit on the hard bench waiting for the Pope in the large chamber. All of this is painted on the walls of the Vatican. And in fact, a dashboard for the spherical Death Star is painted there too. In fact, that's what NASA and other countries have used to as their starting point for the development of the laser extraterrestrial concept. And what do they call it? Rebirth. So the whole aspect of this I put into the concept of the renewal of the law case against crimes against humanity by the United States and six other countries. For fracking, one is the country of Russia. And Hillary Clinton, of course, spent approximately on the sidebar because she couldn't go against RBN directly. The station doesn't even realize that there were over, I think it was $2 million to keep me from telling you this story this morning, and did it over years to have me not talk about the water. And I even have personal communications from Hillary Clinton from her evil deeds. But God bless the lady. I hope she has a good life. I got nothing personal against her. But what I have done in the Amicus Curiae brief for Hillary Clinton and all her ilk, I will publish, which is legal. I'm not going to. It's not a slander, it's not a libel, it just has to be the reality of what's happening. Part of that is in the brief, and the concept of the Judge Carlson and his determination has decided to seal that and place it in, if they continue the case, they want to downmode the death of people in the Cabot family, the loss of their land, to a nuisance complaint. The construction work that was done by the Cabot Oil Company. So the press statement was sequestered by the EPA, and the stating that the drinking water was safe, and the goal is to shut down Dimock community in Pennsylvania for what I'm telling you right now. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As we continue to understand the Cabot case of fracking, the idea that Judge Carlson's opinion throwing the jury's verdict of $4.2 million out would have been given the second opportunity to present an adequate case, because he's saying, well, they didn't submit enough evidence. The evidence, of course, included arsenic, lithium, and fluorochlorophenol, phenol ether, which is acutely toxic if swallowed. And the water in the fracking case, which goes on all over the country, is the same thing. The water is laced with enough methane that five of the homes on the Carter Road in Pennsylvania, where the Eli family lived, they exploded, and it was on New Year's Day in 2009. When the house exploded, and of course they lost one of their babies, and the government came in, by the way, to cover up the evidence. They brought in an army tank, five SWAT teams, killed their animals, took their property. And the kinds of cases that are going on in other states, the public doesn't hear about. And, of course, the chloramine causes collateral health damage is on the homepage of RBN as a featured article. You can email that to your friends and to the other people that can have real world interest in this, because this affects you, because you're drinking it. You're drinking radiation. You're drinking in the water. You're drinking all of the list of chemicals that are involved. 119 carcinogenic agents, 16 death instant to the pancreas concept, which I've talked about for years. When you talk to people about the case, which I have, I have found different opinions. The older people that I've talked with don't care. They say they're going to die anyway, and you ask them, "Well, don't you have grandchildren?" And they don't give a goddamn about your, about goddamn, it's Easter, you know. No, the real world is they're selfish bastards and people in this country with families that want to live in their gated community, collect their annuities, and they don't give a damn about what the hell you're thinking. And these are the people that say they're righteous Americans. No, they're traitors. And the thing, the concept, you know what they're traitor to? They're traitor to their families. They're traitor to the country. They're going for economic systems. I've talked to some shareholders. I read you a shareholder protocol on the last show, on the last Parker Pathways, concerning the concept of companies being forced into acceptance of climate change to affect the spreadsheet and the kinds of investments they make. And the whole process, the EPA's Region 3, with the current secretary, and you have the Delaware Department of Natural Resources, that, quote, the sampling and evaluation of a particular circumstance at each home did not indicate levels of contaminants that would give the EPA reason to take further notice. Throughout EPA's work in Dimock, Pennsylvania, the agency has used the best available scientific data clarity to Dimock residents and addresses their concerns about the safety of their drinking water, unquote. They gave a PowerPoint presentation that cost $25,000 into the court, and every bit of those words have been said about the 119 carcinogenic agents that now reside in the drinking water. Now, if you take that in the real world, now you take the availability of the action guide for drinking water after a radiological incident, which is part of the government's presentation. The draft committee, in turn, revised using chloramine causes self-damage, which, by the way, was used in the Eli against Cabot Oil case, and it'll be part of the development of how the ingestion of food provides a different level of radioactivity and contamination from chloramine. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
This is Parker Pathways. We have Darlene in Tennessee. Hello, Tennessee.
Hello.
Darlene? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on air.
Thank you. I want to thank you for all you do and let you know that you're one that I pray for constantly for your safety, your guidance.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could enlighten us as to what's going on in Antarctica. Have they asked you for help, understanding? Like down in South America, you say, and over in the East, where you have been reading the hieroglyphics and such, is this just something that they're throwing out to like a curveball to keep us wondering about that instead of what's important, or is this really important?
It's important.
Ah.
The reason it's important is that. I'll give you another example. You take what we innovate on the Earth is done by minds that are very brilliant in terms of trying to put forth ideas for the protection of Earth and the people. Each idea, however, if we look at it and take this back a little bit, most of us, as everybody knows, or assumes that we inherit things. We have in genetic medicine, in terms of process, they're not even beginning we do it here on Parker Pathways to tell you the process of the genetic codes and how the basis of knowledge bases are developed. And I've always said when I first opened my shows, I used to talk about the birth of a chicken. It's the same way for the birth of a rabbit, which is an embolic of Easter. It's the same way, particularly. That chicken and that little baby rabbit, of which there's a litter of approximately, they can go from six developed rabbit fetuses to 15. Of course, the mother makes a choice, a rabbit mother, to kill off certain babies that she's given born to and given birth to because she may not have enough tits for the milk, or she may feel that she will eventually abandon them. As we go through human history, this is exactly the way humans develop. So they have to have a guidepost. But those chickens, and I'm just using chickens as an example because it's more visible than rabbit bunny births. But that chicken knows everything. It knows where to get the food, where the water. It knows where to get the heat. It knows how to develop this. And chickens have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, you take a human being, and it turns and that baby is born, human is born, it knows everything. It has in it, it's being shown in very advanced brain project, which I'm one of the consultants in the five nations involved in the brain, that to try to understand more about the brain because of disease transmissions and things of this sort. But the whole thing is that all knowledge that has been passed from one process to the other has been developed and is in that infant. They know exactly where it's going. They identify by eye contact, which is a separate brain, by the way, and from the optic nerve. The public never gets that information, and it's quite sad. But the whole thing comes down to when the baby is coming out of the pelvis, the expansion of the cartilage of the pelvis is there for a purpose, and the bring the baby out, okay? Within a 25-second period of time, that infant in the birth room is not seen by the public, and you can see where in the neck there are little creases, which are essentially from gills from fish. The baby is covered in hair. Sometimes it's got a little amigo, and it can be sometimes longer hair. I've seen babies born and assisted equivocally in births where sometimes they look like a miniature ape. But that's all wiped off. It comes right off with a towel, and you work this thing through. And you always make sure, of course, that you try to get the baby to breathe quickly. And, of course, the baby is already ahead of you and has figured out how to move its legs quickly so it can push up against the diaphragm to breathe before you have to give it a spank on the back and turn the baby upside down so it'll breathe, so you can press that diaphragm against the lungs. So all of that's in the ballgame, okay? Now, you come into now. The physiologists and the people of the world do not want you to understand the dynamic of knowledge. When I became a knowledge engineer for Uncle Sam, that's an actual standard industrial code, by the way, in terms of the thing. I didn't know what a knowledge engineer was. They said, you are going to be that, and pointing their finger at me. And as we went through it, I kept asking, you know, and put it through, and then it developed. But at the time, they were only approximately on the Earth, we're talking on the Earth that anyone knew about, approximately 12,000 knowledge engineer-type people. In other words, yes, they went with us to work with it. This has been part of even President Eisenhower, when he was a general, found out that the Europeans had developed ways to have what we would call knowledge engineers today. They were given an assignment of one subject, and they were to know everything about that subject. Of course, this became part of a movie we're calling The Burning. I can't think of the name of the film right now. It was quite famous, where they burned books after the Second World War, based on a true story. Books of knowledge. And you were not allowed to have books as part of the whole process of science fiction films at that time. But add that information. Where are you going to get the information? So you go back, and the people that when President Kennedy became president, John F. Kennedy, you know, the real president, he knew this. He had been educated in such a way to know what I'm saying right now at that time. And he said, well, we're going to go to the moon in the process, but no one knew exactly how in the hell we're going to do that. So the only way they could work it out was to go back in history. And that puts us back into the developable history. So practically everything that we invented in the process of this, and that had been before, even Einstein's theory of relativity, he actually thought up as a person who worked in the patent library in Germany. So the whole thing, and that's why he was so brilliant, because he took that and moved it forward in terms of history. So where you go next is you try to find ideas, and this is when you get into the ancient histories, the hieroglyphics, and the rest of it. So, and the Bible, by the way, which has most of the inventions that we have today. We have plasma laser concepts. We have the formation of outer space. We have all of it. So I'm going to give you one right now, you know, and then we'll get to the Antarctic in a few minutes. Just be patient. Are you with me, by the way?
Yes.
Are you? Oh, good. Okay. Now, within the action of the next 50 years, we have what's going to be called, but it's already developing and already developed, it's called the energy atmospheric lens. And this is going to be the future battlefield. In other words, these are called BAE systems, and these are allowing the commanders of the battlefield to deploy directed energy lasers at a lens system, which is actually called a laser-developed atmospheric lens. It's capable of enhancing the commander's ability to observe adversaries and be involved in the concept of activities over a larger and greater distances. And these laser-developed atmospheric lenses concept are developed by laboratories in Wharton, Lancaster right now, and the science and technology facilities at Rutherford Appleton Laboratory. Now, where did they get this idea of the Lum Optica? They got it from the Bible. This is called the eye in the sky. It's exquisitely designed and talked about in the book of Revelation, and which is coming out of the end times. Okay, you take that information to put us back into the Antarctica. The Antarctica systems, now that the Earth changes every 450,000 years, the ice melts and it goes somewhere else, and ice is formed in another part of the Earth, and then everybody thinks it's climate change. No, the Earth is tipping. You have the North and South poles that move 30 degrees in terms of magnetism. They tip, they work, but that's caused by the water in the rocks, and the determination of the molten lava and the what's called the Esotec. Now, of course, it was written by Buddha, you know, and their thing. The Ind and Maserati and the terms of thing, which go back even further. It goes back 8,000 years before Christ, something where they use levitation. So the ice melts. Okay, you go to Antarctica. Now, and evolving in all of this is the development of the process of past living conceptual creatures that were on the Earth. You can go into the sea, you can see the big steps, you can go back anywhere. I mean, you've got development of laser-cut rocks that were done 2,000 years before Christ, and they're working thing, and they find the same structures on another planet. There's some little areas of classification I can't talk about, but that's part of that. So you put this as all going on now, the diversion. I'll talk about it as a diversion because I'm talking off the top of my head to pull this treatise together for you. Now, the whole thing is, in order to make this work, you have to find some way to screw up the genetic system of humans. You have to develop new ways to create mammals to breed differently. You have to change political systems to divert people's thinking. And you also have to develop other ways to change religious history. And you also have to do what the Hillary Clinton was trained to do. I'm using Hillary Clinton because she's talked about it. So it opened, with Solovinsky on the Book of Radicals. Now, what happens in this thing? I'm just mentioning Hillary Clinton because that's out in the open. You can, look that up in 20 seconds on the computer. But what I'm telling you is not on the computer. And what we're talking about is the artificial intelligence, for instance, if you look at it carefully, is about robots and the development of the system of that the word robot. Artificial intelligence is very important for certain algorithms and the concept. But what do you do with the information which is suspected that the extraterrestrials that people talk about, write about in the work, were actually robots? If you go to the Greek culture and you go to the Indo-Mesotonic writings in the Sanskrit, it's very clear that robots were the real sentinels. In other words, they were the giants that were protecting the other people. That's their opposition. Now everybody says, well, that's just made up. Well, then why does the Vatican have four libraries locked with gold keys and sensors and laser beams as if they're in a 007 movie to protect the information? See? So what you have here, you have three worlds going on. You have the creation world for defense. You have the history of the world, which is actually there. What about the discovery of the handmade astronomical clock? That was built way before bronze and iridium was even discovered, and that clock works perfectly. And when was it made? 8,500 years before Christ. And that's been, out there discovered. That was discovered when? That was 11 years ago. They pulled it out of the Sea of Medusa in the Mediterranean. And it took them this time to decipher. They've known about it the whole time. In the sarcophaguses of the Egyptians, there are whole scripts and writings concerning formations of the human body that was different and what it meant, all of that. So you have the third level of the earth and the processes that keep everybody diverted, that keep it going and causing you to not think of the fact that electromagnetic waves can change your brain. That's a great piece of information because that's what the government has been doing openly. And working, so they want to change your brain by electromagnetic field. Sounds like a conspiracy theory. No, they're just copying history to them. You see what I mean? Now, I know this is a long answer, but it was meant to be. Your question turns out on the core. The core question that you're asking is the reason that Parker Pathways is here, because we find out how, that the science czars in this country wanted to put sterilants, and they have, in the drinking water and are now doing it. Dr. John Holden, who came out to be the science and technology czar for President Obama. Dr. John Holden is involved with the climate change thing. He teaches at Harvard now. He was at Stanford when Paul Ehrlich was writing the population bomb. So they were, and so the secret of their weakness is the fact that they tell you what they're going to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
They tell you what they're going to do. They don't hide it from you because they know about the psychological aspect of the brain called cognitive dissonance, which is highly studied in psychiatry and psychology, a human being, to defend themselves, goes into disbelief before the fear and flight of the adrenal gland kick in. Now, in the Neanderthal gene structure that's been taken from bones and mammals uncovered on this earth, they found from the genetic code that the fight or flight was in a, it was kept in abeyance, but they were always ready. In other words, they always had their spear out there, they had their other defense system. And hence, this is where mind to be the war weapon developed. That's the best I can do for you from that. I've given you a partial book, two chapters of my second book. And I'm glad you called. I hope you call again. The commercial's coming up, and I'm not getting rid of you.
Thank you.
Are we okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you call again.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Parker Pathways. They've been one of the original contributors to RBN 9 to 10 years ago when I first went on air, and they've supported the station, and they listen to me, and I'm grateful. And by the way, I'm grateful for all the listeners. I'm not politically correct, and it's a happy Easter wish. And starts out, it says, the magic bank account. Imagine that you had won the following prize in a contest. Each morning in your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for your use. However, this price has rules. The set of rules are, one, everything you didn't spend during each day would be taken away from you. Two, you may not simply transfer money into some other account. Number three, you can only spend it. Number four, each morning upon awakening, the bank opens your account with another $86,400 that day. Number five, the bank can end the game without any warning. Anytime, it can say, game over. It can close the account and you will not receive a new one. What would you personally do? You would buy anything and everything you wanted, okay? So not only for yourself, but all the people you love and care for, but even for people you didn't know because you couldn't possibly spend it all yourself. You would try to spend every penny. You use it all because you knew it would be replenished in the morning. Actually, this game is real. Each of us is already a winner of this prize, and you can't even seem to see it. The prize is time. Each morning we awaken to receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we haven't used up that day is forever lost. Yesterday is forever gone. Each morning account is refilled, but the bank can't discover your account at any time without warning. But you will do with your 86,400 seconds. These seconds are worth more than the same amount in dollars. Think about it. You remember to enjoy every second of your life because the races are so much quicker than you think. So take care of yourself. Be happy. Love deeply. Enjoy life. Here's wishing you a wonderful, beautiful day. Start spending. Don't complain about growing old. Some people don't get the privilege. And to my audience, happy Easter. And know that what you've been given is time is real. That's why I went to the water. If you can baptize yourself into the water from history, then you can baptize the cleansing of the water chemically in your brain and in your thought and your developmental system. That's the real war. When Hillary Clinton said in 2012 that the future war would be over water, she was talking about the territorial water and the process of development. But she was into Satanism and knew that water could be corrupted. We are not that way. Thank you for listening to First Live Hour of Parker Pathways. We'll see you on the next two live hours of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here. I just knew too much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.